Unfortunately, it's more difficult to extract the original sequence from the transmitted sequence. However, it was known that the string starts and ends with two zeros. These are anchor points. The rest must be tested by making a hypothesis about the next number, calculating the corresponding sequence, and comparing it to the received sequence. The correction of errors was a really boring thing, but a girl in MS, called Vivian Turby, found a good scheme to do it. For each pair of digits that Aerie received, she drew a diagram with all the possible digits that Samuel could have shouted. Each possible sequence of digits can now be drawn as a path along this trellis. The path consists of many steps between two digits. A single penalty is given if one digit does not correspond to the received sequence, and a double penalty if both numbers do not correspond. Moreover, the path must end with two zeros, otherwise it's certainly incorrect and should therefore be discarded. For each path, the penalties of each step are added together. The path with the lowest penalty is selected to give the most likely code word that Samuel had shouted. If two paths with different penalties reach the same number or node, the path with the higher penalty is deleted. The method of Charles Cody and Vivian Turby also worked for three errors.